following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, with your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. Our show is all about you, why you are here, and how to unlock your higher level of consciousness. It's time to live the best, most enjoyable life on earth. Now, here is Jessica Ahlstrom.
Hello and welcome to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, and I am the owner of Transcendence Wellness Center and co-founder of Transcendence Academy of Intuitive Arts and Sciences for Children, a new metaphysical school that we're opening here in Kansas City, hopefully the start of many. And today on the show, we are so excited. We have Julia Cannon, and Julia is the CEO of QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Therapy, and author of Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body. Welcome, Julia. Thank you for being on our show. We're so honored. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, we are so excited. We've been using QHHT here at our wellness center for, 6 months or so. And we have just been having phenomenal results. So we could not wait for you to get on the show and talk about what it is that you guys are doing now and what you're doing and talk about your new book. So I thought I would just jump in and start with this book that you've written that we actually use at our wellness center. I'm a medical intuitive, and I have to tell you that this book is dead on. So when I'm looking at someone and looking at their body and that symptom pops up, we actually have our practitioners go to your book as kind of a counsel. So it's been really awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came up with it?
Yeah, that is so exciting, and I love that you're giving that, and my whole body is buzzing as you said that. That's so cool that you're getting me that confirmation, because that's pretty much how I wrote it. So
really? Awesome. Awesome.
Absolutely. You know, so, that's what I had to do was, you know, as I was going into it, some of them were obvious, but others I wasn't sure, and so I kind of had to crawl energetically into the disease processes to figure it out myself, and that's kind of what I did, like what you're saying. And that's what they told me. The disease processes just said, well, this is what I'm trying to teach them. and it gave me the messages. And so, but how I got into it was, I started out a long time ago, it seems like for three lifetimes ago now, as a nurse, and then just came through, you know, that, and the universe just said, no, get out of that, you know, but that was a great ground. You know, it just gave me my ground.
I can't even think of the word right now. It's a great perspective to have, yeah.
Absolutely. It was my platform and that I needed. And then came over, you know, and I had my mother's teachings all along, you know, my mother Dolores Cannon and stuff, and she was always, you know, doing all of her things. And then I joined up with her, and then she was doing her sessions and everything, and which later became, you know, she started teaching it. It was kind of funny when you look at these timelines and you see all these things, and we get over here in the broader picture and we start seeing these things converge, you know. And then she's doing her sessions, and then she's like, you know, I'm seeing these things happening, and these people are coming in with these, you know, illnesses and aches and pains. And then now she's getting in touch with this part of these people, this higher knowledge part. You know, it's like as her sessions are evolving and everything, she's getting in touch with this all-knowing part, you know, and she's starting to wonder, what is this, you know, and because this is the evolution of these sessions. And we're finding out now, it's like this is source, or this is, you know, universal consciousness is coming out. And it's coming through, and she's coming back from her sessions and going, well, you know, they're explaining that this illness means this, or this ache and pain means this and this and that. And with my background, it was like, well, that makes sense. that just right. logically makes it in a weird kind of body mechanical thing, it makes sense, you know, metaphysical, whatever you kind of want to make sense. And so I started going down it. Well, if that makes it, this kind of a sense, I mean, it didn't make medical sense, but it made
metaphysical sense, yes.
right. You know, if you went straight medical, no, it doesn't make medical sense. But if you go like, okay, well, that body part, it does this. But if you, you know, when you look at what it does, and it, mm-hmm. and it's saying, okay, like okay, let's say, you know, the throat, it represents speaking. Well, when you have something wrong in the throat, you're not speaking your truth. Okay, that makes sense.
Exactly,
okay,
that's so logical.
Now, and from the medical sense, no, that doesn't make sense. You know?
Right, there's no correlation, right.
Right, exactly. But it's like, you know, that makes sense. So I would start piecing things together like that. Oh, okay. And so as she would come back with things like that, I'm like, well, if that makes sense in this way, well, then something else makes sense. So I started kind of understanding this translation that was coming through. And as it was happening, then, you know, I was just, then if this is this, then this is this. You know, I just started understanding a translation. And so then people would come to me with other aches and pains or other things, and I would say, well, you know, is this going on in your life? They're going, oh, yeah, how did you know? And so I started understanding, oh, I think I'm onto something here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so it's very obvious. It's just very literal is how it is.
Yes.
And then now, like you said, see, then you start, once you get the understanding of it, then it's a matter of it's really easy. It's understanding this, and it's a guide, and then it's an energetic feeling as well. And then it's, you know, just feeling the intention and the message.
Yes, so, and yeah. As a medical intuitive, I always say that, you know, the body is the mind's biography. And so whatever, we can always figure out what's going on emotionally by what the symptom of the body is.
Absolutely.
And every time we've, you know, correlated your book to some, you know, some client that comes in to see us, it's exactly right. So it's a great tool for us to, because here at Transcendence, what our greatest goal is to create not, you know, not people who need to come for a healing session, but teachers and people who are very aware of their own lives and their own awareness and their own ability to create their reality. And so they get to come in and they get to go through their healing process, but then they naturally just become that teacher because they have figured it out on their own. And I think that that's what you do with your teaching as well, and especially with QHHT. What I loved about it from my perspective, being a spiritual teacher, even when I learned how to do QHHT, was that it was all about that higher self, that you know, that SC that comes through. And so it's basically like that person you get to be a part of that person healing within themselves.
Absolutely. And it sounds so wonderful what you're doing. That is fantastic. I love the idea of it.
Yeah, it was. And I want to tell you this story because it's very near and dear to me as far as what we learned. When I was first considering going through the training in QHHT, which we'll explain about probably in the second segment in detail what all this is, mm-hmm. I went ahead and found a local practitioner in Kansas City and went and had a session before I went and got the training. Mm-hmm. And I was going through a big crossroads in my life with career. And, you know, I had been doing spiritual teaching and I had been working with doctors and been doing a lot of, you know, teaching there. But I really hadn't done anything big on my own. And when I wrote my questions down for my hypnosis session, the information that I got was so transcending to me. It was basically like everything that I needed to really confirm what I needed to do, and that was open transcendence. So I actually had that session to decide whether or not I was going to make this leap of faith, which was completely a courageous leap because at the time I didn't have the money to do it. You know, we didn't really have anything put together, but in that session was just that confirmation, let go, this is the right thing, and everything's going to work out. And within 2 weeks, we attracted a large sum of money, we found our location, and we had tons of practitioners who wanted to be a part of it. And while we were opening our Transcendence Wellness Center, Susie and I, my business partner, we actually went to Arkansas and trained with you and Dolores. So that was just so awesome. It was an amazing experience. So, and it's just been growing and growing, and it's just been phenomenal ever since. So we wanted to thank you for doing what you do.
Story.
Yes, it was amazing. And it was, you know, it was something that I knew within, but it's almost like we have learned to not trust ourselves. And that's why, you know, this book that you've written and these processes that you teach, it's like getting in touch with, you had the truth all along. You are the guru. You are the one, you know, that really is that person who is facilitating your wellness. It's just that bigger version of yourself that you've, you know, lost touch with.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You always have the answers. We are the ones, like you said, we are the ones. We just forgot.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we forget because, you know, circumstances feel real and we listen to people's advice or our doctor's advice before we listen to our own bodies.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's what transcendence is we have made very definite decision not to necessarily sell any product here. We just promote that you are the product. You are the ability to heal. And we deal with only healing modalities that are based in personal awareness. So we're not handicapping anybody on their spiritual journey, which I think is important.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody, yeah, you have your own, you have everything you need. And you'll be guided if you need anything outside of yourself. But absolutely, you have everything you need within yourself.
Right, and then we're there for each other to just show us where our blind spots are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's tell wonderful. Me what else you're currently working on right now.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
yeah, where
because
to start?
As you know, and you said you were in the September class, correct?
Yes, we were, yes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, well, whatever. I'm going to say unfortunately. Boy, she corrected me immediately. Whew. Boy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I can feel that one, too, coming through. Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was a, okay. 6 days after that class, Mom fell. And anyway, but she passed. She didn't pass 6 days after that, but anyway, she passed after that class. So that was the last class that she did live. Mm-hmm. And so we are transitioning everything since that. And mm-hmm. we just did... a week ago, we completed our first live level one since she has gone, and in the new format. And that was it was scary. I have to tell you, it was scary.
I
didn't know if it was going to work.
Wow!
So,
but congratulations doing that. I'm sure you were guided by her every step of the way, right?
Every step of the way. It was a multimedia. She was still teaching it. We taught it together, but we, you know, because. That always our directives have been to keep the information and the class pure. And right now, the best way I know of to keep it pure is to keep her teaching it. And so what we did was we are showing videos of mm-hmm. Classes, you know, that it's the same video of what we're doing online, but we have it divided up, and then I'm kind of intermingling with her, you know, and everything, so mm-hmm. I can accentuate some of the videos and stuff like that. So, anyway, we're doing a lot of work together, and then I have parts that I do live. We have a lot of live work as well. So, and then what's wonderful is everybody, you know, as you know from being there, the camaraderie from
yes.
being together with everyone. You make friends. You make lifetime friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the practice sessions that you get to do are just invaluable.
Yeah, those were wonderful. Those were amazing to do. And just, I mean, just being, you know, I like to play in the quantum field a lot, so I mm-hmm. teach a lot of frequency and vibration, and Dolores's voice, it's just,
yeah.
it has that frequency where it just kind of helps you remember a little bit, because I mm-hmm. notice even when I listen to her videos on YouTube now, it's like there's just something encoded in her being that just kind of helps guide us.
Yeah.
So I think that's so awesome that you guys have those videos of her. Not that you couldn't do this blindly, because I know you've been doing this all along as yourself, but just have that essence of her is so mm-hmm. powerful. So are you guys
yeah.
doing this online too? Can people do it both ways?
They can do it both ways. It's online as well, and that way they can do it. Yeah, and it's all of it's the same. It's always her, and even in other languages. We have it launched in Chinese in January, and it will be launching just any, like maybe in a week or two, in Spanish.
Awesome.
So, yes. Yes, we have more languages coming out later this year, and those are all, they're subtitled, so that way her voice, because we saw that too, her voice is very powerful, that it's, like you said, the vibration of her voice is very, very necessary.
Yes.
And so we're not voicing over.
Yes. Yes, let her presence be there, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So different, wow, so you guys have really been doing a lot of work on the back end, getting this in different languages, and and she has a new book coming out, or has it come out yet?
It came out, yes, The Search for Hidden Sacred Knowledge. It came out, I'm thinking like it was in December, right after she passed.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sure she planned all of this.
Yeah, she was essentially done with it when she passed. It was really close to being done, and so we got it out right after that.
Wow. And what's the little summary of that book?
Little summary is, many of us lived previous lives as keepers of sacred knowledge that was taught in the ancient mystery schools, and much of that knowledge was lost through time due to disasters and destructions or death. And so a lot of that knowledge was reserved for the select few, and it was lost and everything. And well, now it's coming back through these sessions and everything. You've probably found a lot of that in your sessions that you've been seeing, a lot of that coming back.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit here and there, but it's coming through, and I've been noticing a lot more. It's like nothing is ever gone. We're keeping it all, and we're being able to access it. And these sessions are definitely the ticket to do that. Mm-hmm. So, we'll have to definitely get that book and check it out around here. Mm-hmm. So is there another book coming out, or is that the last one?
No, that's not the last one. No, the Convoluted Universe Book 5 is going to be out this summer, probably later in the summer. Yeah, we're still working on that one. She had that one about half done, so got it. And then she had another few books, and I'm still, they were in different stages of development, so I've got my hands full.
Oh, you sure do, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so fantastic, though, that her work gets to continue on, and then your work, and so just awesome family affair there. So where will you guys be next?
Well,
where's your next trip?
Well, the next trip, let's see, we are in, we're at the 1st of April right now. We're the next trip. We have functions coming up. We have events. Our next event, we have the UFO conference coming up in Eureka Springs.
Awesome.
April 10th to the 12th. And then I'm going to be in Guadalajara, Mexico, doing a level 2 class the end of April. And then in England, doing a level 2 class, and then in China in June. Both of those are in June.
How exciting. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that sounds so fun.
Then also they've invited me to come to Madrid, Spain to do a talk. I'll do a lecture there and then probably be over there later in the fall to do a level 2 class once that online class gets really going.
Awesome.
And,
wow.
Yeah, and then we're also having a transformation conference here in Springdale, Arkansas in July. So that's
okay.
So a lot of activity happening.
Yes, you're a very busy woman.
I know.
Well, we're definitely going to try to make it out to the convention.
And then we're having another level 2 class over here in July as well. And a reunion. Are you coming to our reunion? With the practitioner?
Oh, yeah, we will be there for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
We won't miss that. We made a lot of good friends while we were there, and we made such great connections. Well, we're going to take a quick little break, and then when we come back, we're going to dive into what QHHT actually is. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Can you imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health, regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true, authentic self, fire up your own intuitive abilities, and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back. This is Jessica Ahlstrom, your host of Transcendence Wellness Through Awareness. And I am talking to Julia Cannon, the CEO of QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Therapy, and author of Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body. So we were just talking before the break, we were about to dive into exactly what QHHT is. For those of you who aren't savvy on exactly what it is, it's a phenomenal hypnosis therapy, and I would love for Julia to be able to explain it in her words. So Julia, why don't you try to explain it exactly? So I know it's so... It's bigger than I can probably explain, so.
I'll do my best. You're doing so much better with words right now than I am. I think sometimes energy comes through me and gets my tongue completely tied, but I will feeling. Do my best.
Yes. No, it's okay. I know the feeling, yes.
Okay. QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Therapy, is what it stands for. It's a technique my mother... came up with it. She actually developed it. It's a very deep state of relaxation. It's hypnosis. It's basically, you know, it's a deep state of relaxation. But what you're doing is, when you're in this state, it's very simple to get to. I mean, wouldn't you say, Jessica? I mean, it's just so simple to get to.
Yes,
really simple to do.
It's very simple. Yes.
Yeah, and that, I think that's the beauty of this is it's taught, and she stripped out all the unnecessary parts. She made it very, very simple, so anyone can do this. But it's very simple, and it's just relaxation. You are just going to you're connected to your own higher self. Is basically mm-hmm. what it is. You're just going to your own guidance, and you're asking questions of yourself. That's basically what this is. And within your own, and I'm just completely within this relaxed state. I mean, really, because you could do this. Anybody can do this, but most people don't believe they can do. Just like what we were saying earlier, most people
right.
don't think they can do things like this. And so they won't allow themselves to. So
right.
that's where something like this is needed.
And really. What I've experienced is it's kind of that state of that chatter or that version of yourself that isn't always have your best intention in mind. It's kind of out of the way. And
right.
you're connected with more of that like theta energy, mm-hmm. that brainwave where you... It's kind of like between sleep and awake, mm-hmm. and I've noticed that the more awakened you are, the more conscious you are, but there's this knowing, and
mm-hmm.
it's like that pure, I want to say imagination, but it's just that, to me, I look at imagination as your direct phone line to your higher self. So it's that state of being where that higher self can kind of come through and give you the information that's going to help best assist you, and that's what I've noticed.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and it's very cool because we've had people go into past lives, We've had people go into future lives now. Mm-hmm. We're having people go into parallel lives. Right. And what we've noticed is that the lives that they choose are always about what's affecting the now.
Absolutely.
And that's so important for us because people say, oh, do I need to do past life regression? What's the point of it? Well, it's what's going on now.
It's whatever's appropriate.
Yes.
Wherever they go will be appropriate to whatever is going on now.
Yes.
It will have a message. It will have something that's pertinent to what's going on now.
Yes. And then that's when the healing is happening. It's in the now. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's not like we're actually going back and healing the past life. We're healing the now, which it's carried over towards. And it's just been a phenomenal experience because I will tell you that, you know, I've been in this business of, you know, trying to help with the spiritual paradigm on this planet for a long time. And I've done other hypnosis techniques. And what I've noticed about Dolores's work is that there's no leading involved.
Right.
There's no us directing and storytelling. There's no us saying, oh, well, did you do this or that? There's no conflict there where the mind could get involved and try to come up with an answer. And this is the only hypnosis that I would ever teach, or I mean, not teach, but practice now because of the way that it's worded. That's to me the most important part is how she has developed the script. Because that's really where it takes people into that deep state of that knowing where they couldn't know otherwise.
Thank you for saying that. That's really, I appreciate you saying that. That's really nice. Because that's exactly true. Yeah. but that's exactly it. They do. They're completely free to go, like I said before, it's to whatever is appropriate, wherever they are deemed, because that is part of it. It's like you will go to whatever is right for you to go. They're completely guided by their higher self to whatever is right for them to see, and that's what the whole thing is about.
Right, and then the last part of the session, how it works is that's when you bring your SC in or your higher self or that bigger version to kind of do what I would call the overhaul, or you know, maybe look in on the body and see what can be healed, and you know, back pain, anything like that we've seen just heal spontaneously. You know, and I have to tell you this story just because I've been a life coach, an intuitive life coach for a really long time. And, you know, I can see timelines. I can see into the quantum field. And when you say, okay, so I'm seeing this past life here where, you know, you were killed this way, it's still me leading. So when someone comes in and they have migraines or they have back problem and they've been everywhere and they've done everything and they've tried everything, what we've noticed is when they do this quantum healing hypnosis, they actually find that place in their timeline where this pain symptom, this emotional trauma happened. Mm-hmm. And so we've had people come in with back pain and we've taken them into a session and they've gone into a life where they were shot by, you know, an arrow in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as they become aware, again, awareness is key. As soon as they become aware of that and they move through that story within themselves, that pain is gone.
Right.
And it is just like the most phenomenal thing because as a life coach, I can't say, okay, well, that person needs to move through that experience in order to really heal it.
Right. Like I said, you just have to get to the cause. You just have to get to the core.
Mm-hmm. The root cause, absolutely.
Exactly. Once you get to that cause of it, then it's gone. That's all it ever is. The same with, you know, that's back to the messages. You know, once you know the why, then you no longer need it.
Yes, I mean, that's kind of the way we live here at the center is we've noticed sometimes when we even find the why, we don't even have to process it. It just clears. Just becoming aware of something. It's like, okay, that's gone now. We don't
Right.
Because integration is happening so much faster now. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Instantaneously now. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay. So then, you know, I'm looking over my notes here, and so who, in your words, who are we? I mean, as I know we're on this journey and I know we're moving through evolution, And I know that the world is waking up. I think it's about a third now that's hitting the shift. And, you know, we're all moving into those different stages of awakening. But how do you kind of explain to people who they are? I know that it's a spiritual having a human experience, but do you have anything to add to that?
I love to say we are great and powerful beings. We just forgot, you know. That's just my favorite.
Absolutely. Well said.
Yeah, we just...
But that should be a bumper sticker, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's that drawing I do in class, you know, big me and little me. We're huge. We're great, big, powerful beings. And we're just in here having a little human experience.
Right. I know. Yeah. It's like we're the chess piece or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So why, in your words, from our perspective, we've kind of dabbled on this a little bit, but why do we get sick?
Why do we get sick? Well, that's big me just trying to give us a message.
Absolutely.
Our higher self is just trying to deliver a message. It's just we're not listening. You know, our higher self is able to give us messages all the time. I mean, they are delivering messages all the time. They can give us messages in many kinds of ways, you know. I mean, they're delivering messages constantly, you know. They're talking to us, or they're showing us signs, or they're, you know, delivering messages through other people. I mean, that's their job.
Mm-hmm.
Our guides and our higher selves, I mean, that's just what they do. But many times, most of the time, we don't listen. And when we don't, you know, and it's really important, I mean, that's that higher, that bigger part of ourselves, that's when we came in, we had a course that we wanted to do. We had a plan. You know, mm-hmm. and we, this is just ourselves trying to give directives to ourselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is us. And that's what, to me, that's really important, because that was like a game changer for myself when I realized that this is just myself. It's not a God up there. It's not something trying to beat me down or trying to, you know.
Or judge you, right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, this is me helping me. And so when I got that, it changed everything for me. And so then I started listening better. But when I realized that this is, you know, they're just trying to deliver messages. So these are just messages. So they're giving us messages in so many ways. And like you said, all we have to do is look. I mean, we get messages through the television, the radio, people, all the time, all different ways, constantly. In fact, they've told me, there's not a millisecond that we're not delivering messages to you.
Right.
I mean, it's constantly. So,
and we're so stubborn, right?
Exactly. We, you know, and so, and what I feel like is the body and accidents, I think, are paths of last resort. If they, you know, so if you're getting illnesses and aches and pains and things like that, you're really not listening.
Mm-hmm.
you know,
and then you don't really listen. You get an accident, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So if accidents are coming, you're really, really not listening. Come on. So it's really, really important. So
right.
Yeah. So it's like,
and so how do
yourself,
you? I mean, just from your background in nursing and everything, how do you? I mean, besides being in the sessions, how do you communicate people? How do they listen? You know, what can they do to listen before the accident, before? I know, that's a tricky one. We ponder it all the time. We're like, okay,
I know. Well, but that's what a lot of it is that's mm-hmm. what that is. It's they're saying, listen. I think it's just, you know, they're just trying to get your attention. And we say they, and you know, we're meaning you. And people say, who is they? It's, and when it gets to big me, it's a collective. So
right.
It's all of us. So I know that made a whole lot of sense to everybody, didn't it?
it did to me, but
I know.
Yes, I totally got that one. Yeah. Yeah. It goes back to that oneness. Yeah. I got you.
Exactly. It's just, yeah. Really, if you're starting to get aches and pains or starting to get some illnesses, that's, you know, they're trying to get your attention. So now is the time, or anything, now is the time to start listening. That they're trying to, they're tapping you. They're saying, hey, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, so, you know,
so
you need to start listening now.
Yeah. So if we have, you know, chronic headaches, or if we have, I don't know, what's one right now I'm seeing a lot. Lately I'm seeing, you know, a lot of thyroid issues. I'm seeing a lot of even reproductive issues. And to me, that's, you know, hey, let's heal this. Let's heal what's going on. And then we can reference your book and, you know, we can get people to look at what symptom or signal their body is giving them so that they can work to heal their own bodies.
Right. I bet when you're getting a lot, because I was seeing a lot of leg issues, knees, feet.
Yes, we do get that. Yes.
Yes.
And I don't know what it was last month. It was all UTIs, so we had to pull out the book. And this month, it was all throat. And it's like, okay, so what's going on with the energy? Everybody's collectively going through the same things, right?
Absolutely.
It's nice to have that point of reference, that book. You know, it's just like, I know I can go in and do intuitive session, but we have lots of different practitioners that can go and use this book and just go, wow. And what we do is we actually have the client read it. And that is what we've noticed is the most powerful thing, because they sit with the information and they look at us and go, wow.
Well, and there again, because that was the purpose of the book, because that was what they kept saying. They have to go within themselves and do it, make the connection themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not be told from the outside, but they have to connect. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is, even on the spiritual journey, for all these years, people have been so codependent on their healer or their massage therapist or, you know, their psychic. And we're big advocates of responsibility, and our definition of responsibility is the ability to respond. You know, are you responding to you? Yeah, are you responding to you? What's so that's our, you know, we play a lot of tough love around here, but we're getting people to really work on their journeys and take the responsibility for who they are and why they came. And so your work, Dolores's work is just a huge part of our work here, and it's just been phenomenal. So I know you were in nursing. I know you were an RN, right?
Yeah.
So we have a couple minutes before break, but I just want you to kind of tell us how you got into, you know, going from that world, which is like night and day, into this world.
Into this world. Very quickly, the universe made me.
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Yes. The universe made me do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was very much into the corporate, you know, I was in home health, and then all of a sudden I was into management, and, you know, And then all of a sudden I was an owner, and I was behind the desk, and then I was getting these messages, and they kept going, you need to be out of this, you need to go do a healing center in Arkansas, or a healing center. And I'm like, what? And they kept going, get rid of this, go do a healing center. And I'm like, I don't get this. And I kept getting those messages, and I would start to do something, and then I would, you know, that was uncomfortable though, because I was really comfortable where I was. And that happened about four times over the course of 2 years. And so pay attention to when you get messages like that, because about the fourth time, I mean, I was kind of being sassy about it, and I was playing with it, but then the fourth time I was kind of like, you know, I kept going, why in the world would I do something like that, you know? And then the last time I said, how? How on earth would I do that? And then that was kind of like the magic words, and they said, we'll show you how. And they just slammed everything down on me, and the world as I knew it ceased to exist, and I was, my entire life was ripped from me, and everything I knew was gone. And it was just like, so be careful.
Oh, I know that feeling. Yes, yeah. Been there myself. And it's kind of like you asked the open-ended question they were waiting for.
Uh-huh.
You know, exactly. It's like that surrender piece.
Yes.
And then it all happens. Wow.
It all happens.
So cool. So then did you start working with your mom right away?
Not right away. It was about 3 years. This transition took about 3 years. And I was kicking and screaming and
protesting.
Yes. But now I'm here, and you know, and it's funny because, you know, I think this is the healing center they were talking about.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Wow, full circle, yeah.
Yeah.
So then So we got, you know, a couple minutes before break. Okay. I think when we get back, let's talk about, I mean, since we've covered a lot of the basics, let's talk about some QHHC stories, and let's talk about, you know, what you're getting as far as in the sessions, what's coming for the future. All right?
Okay.
We will be right back with Julia Cannon.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Can you imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health, regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true, authentic self, fire up your own intuitive abilities, and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, and I have the pleasure and honor of talking to Julia Cannon, CEO of QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Therapy, and author of Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body. Welcome back, Julia.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. We're having a blast. I thought what we would do is, since we've talked a little bit about kind of the basics of quantum healing hypnosis, and I have to share with you, we do a free class here at Transcendence where we kind of, it's called Intro to Quantum Healing Hypnosis, and I go into all the science of it because I know we have a lot of left brain people who come who don't quite get it. And so I actually do a demonstration of different brain waves and show them the difference of what's happening biologically and biochemically in the body when they're moving through the different theta and delta and alpha brain waves. We do a lot of fight or flight talk in that, and trauma, and how the cell holds memory. And so just kind of a scientific approach to the outline, and then we go into basically the theory. And it has been so receptive. I have to tell you that we usually get 5 or 6 sessions booked right after I do that class. So they understand, because I know even for me, after my session, you're like, it was so amazing and so mind-blowing. And the mind has that tendency to go, was that me? What, you know, was that real? You know? So it's almost like letting them know what to fully expect and letting them know that their imagination is not something that they're making up. Their imagination is their higher self communicating. They cannot make up what is not real for them. You know, so if they go into a journey and they go back in time and they're, you know, a past life, and they come out of it and say, well, I don't know. I mean, that's all there is their imagination holds all of the info. So them getting this kind of little left brain approach, the scientific approach, and then the theory has really been successful for us. So I just wanted to share that with you. It's been really, it's really fun for me to teach because I've gone through the experience as a client and also a practitioner. So I have both sides of what, you know, what people would expect, but people would do at the same time. So that's been really fun. And I'll have to share that with you later at some point, but that's been really, really cool.
That's fantastic. That's why we encourage everyone, all the practitioners, to get sessions so they know exactly what it's like and what the experience is like, because of that very reason. Because you never know. you know, what it's going to be.
And you never know what to expect, because even the practitioner, I mean, I know that Susie does a lot of these sessions, and we have absolutely no idea what's going to happen in that session. You know, it's like, it's really one of those things that nobody could make up. You know, it's so completely fascinating. And I know the process is, there's an interview process that's really amazing. And that, I think, bonds you with your practitioner. And it really gets that person to feel comfortable and really opened, and, you know, they get that story create, you know, that the list of characters and all the things that are going to come up in the session, and the practitioner is going to know how to direct, you know, and how to you know, do the session properly. So we just love everything about sessions. Susie just has the best time doing them here. And we have amazing stories. Are there any stories that you want to share with us about any sessions that you've had in the past?
Oh, my goodness. Boy, just pulling one out of random.
So many, right?
Pardon? Yeah. I'm pulling a blank here. Just keep talking, because I'm just amazed at what you were just talking about. I just thought that was so cool. I would love to have you on sometime, just on my radio show, because I think that's such a cool thing to be talking, just to talk about those waves and everything, because that's such a wonderful information to give to people, you know,
yes.
For the left brainers, for people in general. That's fantastic information, because so many people do that. Now, well, I was going to tell you about, like, my own story.
Yes.
When, like, one of my last sessions I had myself, I mean, I've been put under many, many, many times, had wonderful sessions. And one of the last ones I had, I came out going, I wonder if I made that up. I mean, that's just what we do.
That's just that ego. Yeah,
do that. That's just what we do.
Right, and that's why we teach this class beforehand. It's like we cover every single thing that the mind is going to say after the session. And we give them all of the scientific and spiritual proof that they would need on how biochemically this unfolds, even down to like the cellular memory and the Akashic records and the imagination, but then going into the brainwaves and what's actually happening. And so I'm such a geek when it comes to science. I love explaining, you know, I teach at about a fourth grade level, which I think most people is, especially when you're teaching quantum physics and, you know, biochemistry, I teach a lot of the two together.
Right.
It's about
you need it at a level that they can understand.
You need it at a fourth grade level. I mean, that's
absolutely
the best I can teach it. Yes.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So tell us about your story, because I know that you've had several sessions.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
I don't know, the one you can recall. I don't know.
Oh, well, I've had one where I was burned at the stake. I tell that one, let's see, I had one where I was, I tell the one in class where I had my throat slashed. That was the one, the last past life, in San Francisco as an editor. That was when we tell in the class where I was, family connections.
Yeah, and you were able to get names and things like that. And I work with a lot of light workers. I mean, here we have about, I don't know, 15 practitioners that work with us. We have all different modalities here, everything to shamanic breath work, to journeying, to, you know, theta healing, to crystal healing, to frequency healing. And, you know, for us, what I've noticed as, you know, an owner is that a lot of healers come in and they have this blockage and they have this, like, inability to want to charge or be seen. And it's funny because we can look on the timeline and it's exactly what you said, burned at the stake. I mean, how many of us have been healers? How many times?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and well, now we're coming back where it's actually like we can be in the public and we have that weird, you know, self-sabotaging blockage that makes no sense, yet it stops us in our tracks from collecting money from a healing session or, you know, putting ourselves out there. And so what a powerful thing that these sessions could be to go on those timelines and clean up all those lifetimes where, you know, it wasn't safe for them to be healers.
Right. Well, see, that's what the search for hidden sacred knowledge was about. See, that's what they were killed for, that information. They would rather be killed than to give it. And so they were killed, you know. So that's, and they just held it within. And so that's where it is. Yeah, that's where much of it was. And they were healers. And yes. And that's exactly it. They were killed for it, and here we go. And now it's safe to be it.
Right, and now you're safe. And again, it's affecting the now, so we got to clean it up, right?
Exactly, clean it up. It's okay to do it now, you know, but that's exactly it. It's just these blocks are back there, and that's why they come to you now,
mm-hmm.
because it's time. It's time for you to do this, and it's back there, yes.
Well, and I know, too, just from my own healing journey, we never heal until we're safe. You know, we find that relationship where we can finally heal that relationship stuff. We find a group where we can heal, you know, our family stuff. And I've noticed that session creates that safe space. Because again, you know, our bodies love us, our higher selves love us, but we also have that self-preservation. And until we feel really safe, we're not going to let go. You know, we're not going to look at the big stuff that we need to look at. And that's why being in that theta brainwave where it's like that place of just, you're just in that divine state of allowing without judgment. It's really that safe space to go wherever we need to go, and the higher self can finally lead without, you know, like we call Mr. Stupid, right? Getting in the way of saying, "Oh no, no, we have to go this way," you know, and so that's just another way of us, you know, maybe we don't have the relationship where we can heal all of our trauma, or we don't have the work environment, or we don't have the family. Well, we do have these sessions, and we have these opportunities, and we have these highly trained practitioners that are just so in their heart spaces and so with the intention of being that facilitator of that healing that it's just happening, and these results are just astounding. So we're going to be actually teaching a class, this free QHHT intro class, on Tuesday, April 21st here at the center, Transcendence Wellness Center. We're located in Merriam, Kansas. You know what I'll do, Julia? I will videotape this and I will send it your way.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then you can take a look at it, and then you can help me tweak it if there's anything else. But otherwise, it's been great. You know, I get a lot of doctors and, you know, teachers and very lyrical heavy thinkers in here, and we're here to kind of crack that shell so that awakening can happen, and we are having those people are the ones who are booking this session. So
well, and that's what we're seeing. We're getting some of the heavier thinkers is what we're noticing. Heavier thinkers are awakening. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, and Susie's doing an awesome job. You know, it's like she's having to face her fears of, you know, oh gosh, this is a left brain person. But as soon as they get in and get comfortable and they get into that place, they're just who they are. So.
Well, she must be doing great if they're able to trust her.
Yes. Yeah. We call Susie the heart space of the center.
Aww.
So she's the inner child. She reminds us to play. You know, we get kind of heavy and we're like serious, and then she's runs by on with a hula hoop or something. So
there you go.
Yeah. So yeah, we're having a great time, and we're close to you, so we can come and see all of your stuff and come out and do further trainings. And so let's see. So I know you have your complete year booked ahead of you. You're doing yes. You should come to Kansas City.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I know, it's like I feel like we are, you know, the heart of the dove here, and we Susie and I travel all over the country doing different trainings because we love learning and studying. But nobody ever comes to Kansas City, so we have to twist your arm and have you guys come out here sometime.
Hmm.
Yeah, you could come teach at our center. We'll get you a full house.
Okay. Well. We can talk. Okay.
So this coming year, very exciting. This work that you finally got this transition with Dolores and got the new level one and level two done with her in it. And so, where is your next location again? I know you said that briefly in the beginning.
Right.
You're headed next.
Location. Right. We're doing. Let's see here. I have to look at the calendar. My next class I'm doing is in Mexico, the end of April. And then I'm going to England and China in June. I'm doing level twos in all three of those places. And then I'm back here in Arkansas doing a level two in July. and we're doing a reunion before the Transformation Conference in July.
So, awesome. We will definitely be there for that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
All that happening. So that's up to the first, and we're doing another live level one and level two in September. So that'll be...
And that's going to be in Arkansas?
Yes, in Arkansas.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Great, great. And that's a week long, right? How long is the level one?
5 days.
Mm-hmm. 5 days. And then level two is how long?
3 days.
And then if they do it online, what is the time frame on that?
Well, the online, they're allowed 2 weeks. It's at their own pace.
Okay. And do they still have to do the practice sessions with somebody in town, or how does that work?
They just have to find their own people. I mean, it's essentially it's 3 days worth of, well, it's actually more because they get to see when people came, when they did their practice sessions, and then they came back and were sharing, you know, afterwards. Like how when you came back and you shared, they get to see everybody coming back with the feedback, and then they get to see that. So they do that. But then they have to go and find their own people
awesome.
To go practice with. So.
Well, if anybody is interested in the Kansas City area, I would highly recommend Susie Dressel. You know, she specializes in QHHT here in the greater Kansas City area, here at our center, Transcendence Wellness Center. You can email her at susie.dressel@gmail.com or transcendencekc.com for more information and check out other things that we do. If you have more information about Julia Cannon's book or any of her work that's coming up, her website is www.juliacannon.com. And again, we are opening this school for children. So if anybody wants more information to check out our curriculum there, it's Transcendence School for Children. And that is, what's our website there? That's a Facebook page. Facebook.TranscendenceKC. And the school is Transcendence Academy of Intuitive Arts and Science for Children on Facebook. Got it. I'm reading like five things here. So. All right. Well, I just wanted to thank you so much, Julia, for being on our show. It's just been such an honor for me, and it's like full circle actually getting to talk to you for a whole hour. And
thank you, Jessica.
I hope to connect with you in the future and just, you know, get Kansas City well. So thank you for being a part of that, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Jessica. This has been fantastic.
Talk soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, can be heard live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We hope you'll join host Jessica Ahlstrom for another enlightening show.